Okay, Aziz is speaking. Let's start. We can start the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, Natalie is speaking. I'm going to start with the call. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to AFRALO's monthly teleconference on Wednesday, November the 5th of November. On the French channel, we have Aziz Izali, Tijani Benjena, Fatima Taseifela. On the English channel, we have Barak Otieno, Mohamed El Bashir, Shono Jejici, Mr. Aruna, Yahovia Doun, Glenn Beke, Sahin Jagama. We have apologies of Beranjinel and Haja Watara. On staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and Natalia Peregrine, and our interpreter today is Claire. Please, I remind you all to please mute your lines either on the phone or reconnect in order to prevent interferences and speak at a reasonable rate so that the interpreter can work properly. Thank you, Aziz. You have the floor. Aziz speaking. Thank you, Natalie.
How do we mute?
Speaking. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Good evening, everyone. I'm very glad to be here. We are going to begin our teleconference, this monthly November call from AFRALO. We are going to begin, as usual, with the open public consultation. You have the link with all the open public comments that have been adopted by ALAC or ICANN. And for the open public comments, actually open public comments, you have a link and you have the period for the comments and for the end of the comments. There are three currently. I'm going to begin with the opening of the country and territory. This consultation is depending on the register agreement to implement the political process of registry service to allow the registration and territory name. The second item is about the process of inter-registry policy transfer, what we call in English inter-registrar transfer policy, and the PDP is reviewed by the ICANN board. Here we need to do some statement on the 18 recommendations of the GNSO group, generic name supporting organization, the GNSO, and the elaboration of PDP process between registry before to be reviewed by the ICANN board. The third ICANN is the report of the working group on the NOMCOM. I think it's the third meeting we are speaking about this item, this topic. It is very important for ICANN and for us too, and we need to do some comments on the work made by the BWG NOMCOM. And as you can see, the comment period has been extended until the 30th of November 2014, and the answer period has been extended to until the 9th of January 2015 because of the interest shown by the community during the last meeting in Los Angeles, and it is very important also for the future governance of ICANN. So this report of the NOMCOM BWG is very important to generate some recommendations, and these recommendations from the report, the report is proposing to increase the number of persons named by the CCNSO and a reduction at the same time of the GNSO nomination, and the GAC representation also will be increased or should be increased. To summary all this, the NOMCOM size should go from 21 persons to 25 or 28 persons. So I'm finished with the first item, that is to say the public consultation. Do you want to add something about this item about public consultation? If not, we are going to move to the next item, and I'm going to give the floor to Barak, if nobody wants to speak. Okay, so we are going to move to the second item. This is subject for information, and I'm going to give the floor to Barak. Barak Ochenu, you have the floor. Barak is our new secretary from AFRALU, and he's going to speak about the meeting. Barak, you have the floor.
Am I clear?
Yes, we are clear.
Okay, thank you. So I will share a brief report on the ICANN meeting that was held in Los Angeles, California. So the meeting was quite exciting, for lack of a better word, and there were a lot of activities that were taking place. Most importantly is to note that it was just about 16 years since John Postel passed on. So most of the people in the meeting actually took the opportunity to honor his contribution to the domain name, to the global domain name system. And it was also interesting because the meeting was being held at an area, one of the areas where the internet was basically burst. So AFRALU basically participated in various ELAC meetings. We had an ELAC and regional leadership working session on Sunday, which was the first meeting and was moderated by the then outgoing chair, Olivia Crepin Leblanc. And some of the highlights of that meeting were basically discussions with the global stakeholder team, which was led by Sally Costerton. We got a brief of what was happening in different regions in the world, and we actually had presentations from the different vice presidents from different regions in the world. We also had a short discussion, or rather an update on ICANN accountability and transparency activities by Teresa Swinehart, one of the advisors to the ICANN president, as well as an update on the status of the new at-large website by Chris Gift, the vice president for online community services, and Steve Allison, the product manager of ICANN. Subsequently, the ELAC, or rather the there are various other activities on Tuesday and Wednesday. For the benefit of those who are on the French channel, let me just post a report that I had written on the Adobe Connect room, and then I will continue with my updates. Okay, for those who can see Adobe Connect. Okay. We also had a joint meeting on Wednesday, AFRALU-African meeting, which was addressed by some of the key internet leaders from the African continent. The meeting was chaired by our chair, Aviv Hilali. Speakers included Olivier the outgoing ELAC chair, Sebastian Bachelet, outgoing ICANN board member, Adiel from Afrinic, PF Banjinu, Tijani Benjama, Mohamed El Bashir, and Fatimata. And basically, some of the highlights of this meeting was how we can be able to increase the participation of Africans within ICANN, and in particular, constructive participation. This was also echoed in the African strategy update that Afralo participated in. And some of the main issues that arose in the African update meeting were basically how, as regions, we can be able to collaborate and help grow the domain name industry in our respective regions. There was also a discussion on how to improve, or rather how to strengthen the African strategy, and discussions were around creation of a steering committee or a steering group to be able to review the gains that have been made so far by the African strategy implementation. The highlights of most of the meetings that we attended were basically matters surrounding IANA transition, and we had several updates and several meetings that we participated in. And of course, this meeting also, this issue also featured immensely in the Afralo-African joint meeting, where we were looking at how Africa can participate in the process. Other activities that took place included an outreach event by NARALO, which was very successful. Some of the officials from Afralo attended that meeting. Some of them had to attend a Dot Africa function that had been organized in Los Angeles as well. Again, we had a meeting convened by the Afralo Outreach Task Force. I believe we are going to speak about this. Basically, the idea was to look at ways of increasing African representation within the ICANN leadership position. So the outreach has been meeting, and a separate report will be presented during this meeting. Of course, the next ICANN meeting was to be held in Morocco, and during the public forum, we had a presentation from Afralo chairman, who was also one of the key organizers from Morocco, Aziz Hilali, on the preparations that they had made to host the next ICANN meeting, that is ICANN 52. Unfortunately, as we have all seen on the mailing list, the meeting has been moved to Singapore, but I suppose this is something that we will hear about during this session as well. So in brief, those are some of the issues that took place, or rather, those are some of the main issues that were discussed at the meeting in Los Angeles. But emphasis, once again, was on the IANA transition. And for those who have been following the reasons advanced for the movement of the meeting to Singapore, you can see that the IANA transition issue is top on the list. For more details, I will send a report, and I have posted a report on the Adobe chat room, so you can read it there. Thank you.
Thank you, Baba.
Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Barak. Thank you for the work you made. We are very satisfied to have such a good secretary who will be our focal point in Afralo. As I also want to thank you. You said transition will be the focal point in our discussion. We are going to speak about that. When you spoke about the 52nd meeting, I want to give some more information about that. As everybody must know now, the ICANN has published on its website the decision of the board, the decision the board taken, that is to say the Marrakesh meeting is postponed for next year. Instead of February 2015, it will be organized in February 2016, next year, from the 28th of February to the 4th of March. And it is true that it is a decision that has disappointed a lot of people in Africa. Here in Morocco, we have discussed this decision with all the representatives of the departments, of the government, of the different ministries. And before to take this decision and before to announce that decision, a lot of discussions has taken place between myself and Fadi and several representatives of the Moroccan government. We also had an important teleconference call with Fadi and the leaders from Africa about that problem. I can't give you all the details of the discussion, but during the telephone call, Fadi told us that the only reason not to organize a meeting in Africa is because the board has decided the meeting to take place in February 2016, and on the Morocco side, we have informed the ICANN of our opinion. We were really sad, and we thought that there were no reasons to postpone this meeting, that is to say on the security level and on the health of the participants. So the board took that decision, and we have declared that we respected the ICANN decision and that we hope that the Singapore meeting will be a success. And as African people, we need to fight more. This is the experience I had personally about that issue. We need to fight more so as our organization in ICANN can be recognized. We all are ICANN here, and we need to fight more so as our organization will really be global and inclusive. This is what I had to say about that. If you have some question, I can answer, but we have a very long agenda, so I'd prefer to move to the next item. This is Fatimata, who is going to speak about that, about the joint meeting Afro-African at ICANN 51. Fatimata, you have 5 minutes, please. You will need some more time for the next item you will present us today. So you have the floor, Fatimata. Fatimata, can you hear us? Are you there, Fatimata? Are you still there? Okay, I think we have lost Fatimata. Natalie, can you please check if Fatimata is still with us? Okay, about the topic, as you know, it was about the transition of the Ayana stewardship and the accountability of ICANN. And during that meeting, we needed to precise our opinion as African community, and the declaration we made, it was the object of this declaration was to contribute to the actual debate and to see how this transition is seen by our community. Okay, Fatimata is with us. Fatimata, you have the floor. Okay, Fatimata speaking. I was hearing you, Fatimata Sinisiya. I'm going to take the floor from what Aziz was saying. This time we were better prepared from this joint meeting, better than before, because we made a consultation and we trust the declaration. And it was not only the AFRALO members who participate to the draft, but also the internet community from Africa in a larger meaning. So we had a lot of discussion. We had, less discussion because everything was debated, what had been debated online, and the draft project, the declaration draft, has been adopted without any problem. Now, as usual, we send the adopted declaration to ALAC, and to the board also. But I think that now we are represented in the ICANN board. Yaobi is with us. And I hope that today, with the vice chair from Africa, we are going to be able to follow this declaration and to go on with our work. We didn't receive a lot of answers about that declaration for now, a lot of feedback. I think I'm finished as he's speaking. Thank you very much, Fatimata. I think yes, you're right. We were well prepared, and it's thanks to you because you managed all the work for this declaration. You were chairing the committee who worked on that. And thank you to all the members of the drafting committee, Tijani, Mohamed El-Bashir, Barak, Said, etc. I hope I didn't forget anybody. Olivier also, and Sébastien Vachelet, Pierre Vangenot, Adiel. And as you know, we prepared a tribute to African men who retired, Adiel, who is finishing, and the other representative from Africa. Tijani is asking for the floor. Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Aziz. Tijani speaking. Okay, I have a question. This declaration has been sent, and if it was sent, who was it sent to? Okay, Aziz speaking. Thank you for this question, Tijani. Yes, we decided that after the Afro-African meeting, we wanted to send it to the ICG group with Mohammed and to the board of ICANN, and it should have been made. Tijani speaking. Okay, it's very important that we send this declaration to those two groups. Whatever the value and the importance of this declaration, those two groups are the most important. The sooner the better, because if we wait, this declaration won't have any more meaning. Okay, Sylvia, please, can you write that as urgent? We have to do that in the 42 hours coming. We have to remind responsible person to send this declaration to the board and the ICG. Okay, now we are going to move to the next item. This is the community roundtable for ALAC RALO chairs and ICANN CEO, president, and ICANN's global executives. It is the first time that we have this kind of meeting. It was a closed meeting. So the people who were invited to the meeting were the only one to participate to that meeting. It was a meeting with the five presidents from the RALO and the ICANN CEO. It was a very good debate, very useful, very sincere, and as Paddy said, Paddy is the number two of the ICANN, and he said that we want to help the RALO, and we think that the RALO are playing an important function, so we want to ease the workload, and we decided that this meeting will take place during each ICANN meeting, and we discussed the capacity building, we discussed the activities, the outreach activities of ICANN, the organization of the leadership of ICANN, and the ALS. So I invite the ALSs, when you organize something in your countries, please don't hesitate. Try to invite ICANN leaders to come to your countries. So every time they can, every time they go to a country, the ICANN leaders want to meet the ALS leaders, the local leaders of the ALS, about AFRALO. I have asked for more help, for more support for our AFRALO-African meeting, and I want people to ask for the impacts that they have seen on the 12 declarations we made as African community. What is the impact of those declarations? How we can enhance the capacity building and the opportunities for our RALO, including the ways, the different ways to include and to educate the ALS of on the governance topic. Okay, do you want to comment or to ask a question? Tijani is asking for the floor. Tijani? Tijani, you have the floor. Okay, Tijani speaking. I just wanted to say that Jenny is advice of the CEO for the stakeholder participation or engagement, stakeholder engagement. Okay. This person is responsible for that and is advising our CEO. Thank you, Tijani, as he's speaking. Now we are going to speak about the IANA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group, the ICG. Mohamed is in a plane, in the sky, flying, so Mohamed won't participate to our conference call. So if you allow me, I'm going to speak about that. As you know, Mohamed is representing AFRALO and ALAC at the level of the group which was formed, that is the coordination group for the IANA stewardship, the ICG, and this group is representing the working group which is working on the stewardship transition for the IANA stewardship transition to the global community. And as Barak said, the ICANN during the LA meeting and during the three next meetings, that is to say Singapore, Mexico City, and Dublin, during those three meetings, we are going to discuss that topic and the group in which Mohammed is the vice chair. Mohammed has also made a call for proposal to receive formal answers, and among the answers he's going to receive, we are collecting all the proposals from communities, from individuals, from institutions, governments, etc. All the possibilities to make some proposals about this transition, about the operational relations with the IANA functions, about name, numbers, and protocol parameters. If there are no answers, no question, I'm sorry, we are going to move to the next item, that is the Cross-Community Working Group, CWG, and Shan is the representative of this group for Afrono. I want to congratulate the young, the young who have entered our relos. Shan Mwanda from Kenya, Shan from Nigeria, they are doing an excellent work. And we are very happy to see those young people giving young blood to Afrono. So I want to congratulate them for their work, and I'm going to ask them to represent the ALS at the Afrono level, and they have accepted, and they are doing very good work. So you have the floor, Sean. Sean, can you hear me? You have the floor. This is Claire, the interpreter, speaking.
Hi, Aziz. This is Heidi. We've just seen that phone is disconnected, so we will try to get him back.
Okay. Thank you, Heidi. We are going to give the floor to Sean as soon as he will be back. Now we are going to speak about the task force, outreach for more African representation in ICANN leadership positions. This is Fatimata's initiative. I want to thank her for her input. She has organized a working group on that topic, a topic that we have discussed, we have been discussing for a long time in our group. And I want to thank all the group who is doing a very good work and has Afrono's chair. I want to thank them because Afrono is taking a very good direction.
Hello.
When we are speaking about the relos. So it's very good. Thank you, Aziz. This is Fatimata speaking. So, about the working group for leaders' participation to encourage them to participate more from Africa. We have worked, as you said, in our working group, and I want to congratulate the members of this working group. The group is drafting a strategy document that we are going to present to Afrono. This draft is almost finished. Unfortunately, yesterday the meeting didn't take place because there were no members participating to the conference call. I hope that it won't be the case next week. And so we decided to work online to finalize a draft document that we will submit to the leadership from Afrono. And the date is the day after tomorrow. We wanted to submit this document on that date. In this strategy document, we also are going to implement a website, and we are going to enhance or to highlight the names of the African people who worked within ICANN, and we are going to explain the good parts and also the bad parts to work of working with ICANN. We are going to explain the positions that are open now, and we are going to speak about the interest for those candidates. So I'm going to ask the group and the members of the AFRALO is that please, we have to work so as to submit this strategy document so as to have a version accepted by AFRALO, because today we are on the 5th of November. We only have 3 weeks left before the call for candidates will be launched for 2015, for next year. So it is very important for us to work together, as is our chair asked us to work with the ALSs during the meeting. The ALS can also give their opinion. We need to do that online because we don't have a lot of time and we don't have time to discuss about every topic. But it is a very important subject for us because we have seen that there were no African people. Now, there is some place for African leadership. There are African experts who have the skills to be at these functions, so we need to organize something for African people to get those positions. And about Yaovi, as Yaovi is with us, I think that maybe Pierre wanted to join us also, or you wanted to join us also to know what we are doing. We are going to submit you this strategy draft to know what you, as Vice President from Africa, what you can do to facilitate the activities that we want to implement. Okay, I'm finished. Thank you very much. If I have forget something, please, I ask the members from the group to complete. As he's speaking, thank you very much, Fatimata, for your summary. Thank you very much for your good work. We have received a lot of emails from our African colleagues about this ICANN representation from African leadership. It's very necessary to have more African leadership positions and more people. Sean is back, so I'm going to give him the floor. Sean, I know that you want to make a comment about the ICG, and I'm going to ask you to speak about the working group from the WG.
Hello.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Aziz. This is Sean Ajibuji for the transcript record. So two things I'm going to be doing is to, I want to make a comment on the ICG. I understand that Mohammed is not around, so it's not a question I'm asking. It's just a comment for our region. And the comment is perhaps one of the things that has been repeated on this call. We need more voices on this different discussion list of both the numbers, the names, and even the protocol. Especially the names and numbers. I'm going to paste the URL for the numbers, for instance, and we also mentioned that The AFRIMET meeting is holding starting on the 22nd of this month, and there's going to be a session for the INA transition. I encourage every one of us that will be attending that meeting to, or even those that will be participating remotely, to try to respond on the mailing list. There are some questions that have been sent. There are some proposals that have been sent on the mailing list. Try to contribute to it. At least it is within us now, so there's nothing like right or wrong. So let's just share it, share our thoughts the way we understand it, and let's educate ourselves. This is Africa mailing list this time around, so I don't think we should be shy of any of this. So that being said, I will quickly go to the main task that has been assigned, which is the CWG stewardship for the INA transition. So the background information is that I was nominated as the AFALO representative for under at large to be on that working group. We've had 5 meetings. I'm going to post some things in the Adobe Connect right now, and then I'll use that to give some comments. It looks like it's a little bit scattered right now. All right, so the first URL is the charter, and of course that's the charter to the for the group, and it's also the signature URL also has the contains the different members of the working group. During one of our meetings, I think the first meeting, the second meeting, during that meeting, we agreed that we should split up the task into different subgroups, and so that was done. So there are subgroups that have been assigned. We have different subgroups. We have a subgroup subgroup RFP1, RFP2A, 2B, 2C, RFP3, RFP4, RFP5, RFP6. Each of these subgroups while RFP1, RFP2A, and 2B are currently very active because they have actually prepared the working documents, the draft document from that particular group has been prepared, and as the draft has been to the WG mailing list. I encourage anyone of us who is actually on that mailing list to participate and provide comments. If there's anything, if there's any aspect of it which you like to make comments about, please do send it directly to the mailing list or even on our own African mailing list. There is also the different documents that are currently in draft stage at the moment. One of the URLs I posted in the Adobe Connect room contains that those information. We'll be having our next meeting. I've also posted the URL for the meeting, but we're having our next meeting on Thursday, which is the 13th. That will be our 6th meeting. We had a meeting yesterday, which was the 5th meeting, and in that meeting, we were able to discuss the principles that we'll be working with, and we're also able to discuss other issues related to the transition. So currently, participation, this brings me to our own region-specific concerns. Participation on that list, unless the names are not directly relating to the region, participation on that list, I've not really observed our region participation as much. So I would really encourage that we participate. That particular cross-commission working group list is very, very important, which is the names. It's very, very important for us to join and participate. I see that Barak and Buendua have actually volunteered to also be part of to participate in that particular cost community working group. So I really, really encourage us all to participate. At the moment, the group three, which is the group three, is the group that is going to develop develop the draft of what the proposal for the names is going to look like. So it's currently a very heated, there are very interesting discussion that is going on right now. So I encourage you us all to try to join the discussion and put in our own part of thoughts in it. This is the only opportunity we have to actually get our voice heard. It should be important that after the whole thing, we don't come back to say why that we're not actually involved in the process, because the process is really open for us all to be involved in. I think I will pause now. I've already exceeded 5 minutes and expect any question. Thank you.
Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Sean. I'm very satisfied of the work you're making. Thank you, Barak, also. And I'm going to repeat what I said. We are very, very happy to see those young people who joined AFRALO because of their work and because of their enthusiasm. Now, Tijani is asking for the floor. I'm going to give you the floor. And I want to ask you if you want to comment about what Sean just said. Barak, do you want to have the floor? Do you want to speak about that?
Yes, please. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Barak. Can you hear you? We can hear you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I wanted to make a comment on the strategy. I'm not sure if you would like me to make a comment on that or on what Sean was talking about.
Go ahead, please. Strategy.
The strategy.
Please, about what Sean just said.
Okay.
This is what we want to hear.
All right. Maybe to speak about what Sean said, I think I've been following what is happening on the cross-community working group, and I agree there's growing frustration because people from our region and our community are really not participating constructively. If you look at the mailing list that is set up by AFRINIC, which is basically being moderated by Mwendwa, you can see that I think as of last week there was only one proposal submitted by an African, and ADL was encouraging many Africans to come up with some substantive proposals and not just dwell on the politics. Yes, there is the political side of the IANA transition, but at the same time, we are going to have implications
on the very fabric of the domain name system. And by that, I mean the CCTLDs are going to be affected, the GTLD. All, for those who are following, we are aware that the African strategy, or rather Pierre and his team, are really keen on growing the domain name business on the African continent. And actually, there's an activity, a meeting going on with Afikta in Egypt at the moment, where they are trying to grow domain name system entrepreneurship. So the IANA transition is really going to affect how the domain name system will be managed in future. And I think it is important that over and above just talking or saying what we don't want, we come up with written proposals that we can be able to defend on what needs to be changed and the reasons why this should be changed. This is the approach that has been taken by the CCTLD through its representatives on the cross-community working group, where we are trying to identify how is the domain name system, or rather, what does the NTIA and contract with IANA say with regard to how the domain name system is going to be is being managed at the moment, and how is this going to change when the oversight changes. So I think those are the two key issues that I would like to highlight. I wanted to make a comment on the strategy if I'm given an opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barak, for what you said. Yes, you are right. This is very important, as you said, and I ask everybody to share those information with you. Please share this information with us on the African list and try to send it to all the African communities so we know what the work is made, the discussion that take place currently. As our CEO said it in LA, all the eyes are the eyes of all the world are on ICANN. It is a very critical moment for us, so please improve the participation of the African community, because there are some people who are working, who are conscious of this, of the importance of all that. And so please say it, try to share the information, try to ask questions and answer to the questions that are on the African list, and try to share it with all the region. Now, if nobody wants to speak, we are going to move to the next ICANN. This is the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Project, the CROP. Fatimata and Tijani? Tijani, you're asking for the floor. Okay, Tijani, you have the floor. Okay, I'm not going to speak about the CROP. I'm going to speak about the strategy for a better outreach for more African representation in ICANN leadership positions. And I'm going to speak about accountability and transparency as member of the drafting group of the charter of the cross-community group, the cross-community working group, about the accountability. So I'm going to begin with that, because it has to do with the positions, the leadership positions, and it has also to do with the supervision of the American government on ICANN. As you know, ICANN decided to work on the IANA function and the IANA stewardship, and on the accountability of ICANN, that we can translate as responsibility or accountability in French. There is a process that has been rejected by the community, and then after the meeting, the 2014 meeting in Istanbul, I can decide to open a public comment that has been opened, and the result of this public comment gave a new version of this accountability process. And now there is a cross-community group that has been created as the CWG, of which Sean is a member. Now there will be a similar group that will take care of accountability. And I'm a member of this, of the drafting group, the group that will draft the charter. We have just finished this charter and we send it to the charting organization. They accepted our charter, and the SO and ACs will receive it. And I think that this group will be able to begin its work. It is very important. It's about transition. It's not only transition of the IANA function. There will also be questions about accountability that are linked to this function, to this transition, and that we have to decide before September 2015, and the charter has been drafted, and the group also work on the ICANN accountability in general. So we will have two tracks, two paths for our work, a track for responsibility and accountability before the transition, and another track for accountability after the transition. Now I'm going to speak about the task force and about the outreach for more African representation in ICANN leadership position. I think they are doing a good work. The most important part of the report is the what was presented. I think that the object is not that one. The object is to know, to list people who have skills and who can work in ICANN. This is what is important. Which persons are not very known in ICANN or are known but are not working with ICANN, that those people will have their name in a chart that we are going to present, and this chart is going to be very important. Thank you very much, Tijani. And Alan Greenberg is asking for the floor. For those who doesn't know, Alan Greenberg is our new president, so welcome to our teleconference, Alan. Alan Greenberg, you have the floor, and thank you to be with us.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be on these calls. Just a very short note, Tijani was talking about the charter for the new accountability and governance group, and there will be a note going out to the ALAC and to the ALAC announced list saying that the charter is posted and we're looking for any comments, and that note should be going out very shortly after this meeting. It will be open for about a week, and then the ALAC will be voting on the charter to approve it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. So now, if you want, we are going to move to the next item. This is the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Project. Fatimata, are you still with us? If Fatimata is not with us, I'm going to remind you, to recall you, that it is a project implemented by ALAC for all the relos, and according to the bylaws, any AFRELO members can ask to participate to this project. And the new part is AFRELO and AFRENIC have signed an agreement, and AFRENIC is organizing capacity building for the leaders, for the AFRELO leaders. This will take place parallelly to AFRENIC, which will be organized in Mauritius from 22 to 28th of November. And I ask all the AFRELO members who are going to participate to inform us of their participation, so we can be all together, meet and organize meeting together. Those who have presented their request to participate to this, Barack Ociano and myself, for 2 days. We have 2 days. This is the CROPS rules. 3 days and 2 nights. So we have asked to participate. I can also organize, that is to say, Pierre Yaovi, Pierre D'Angino and Yaovi are organizing, those are the responsible of the stakeholder from Africa, and Pierre is the vice president for all stakeholders from Africa. They are organizing a meeting, and I will represent AFRELO in this meeting that will take place to exposed to present the African strategy, as Tijani and Barack said, to present the African strategy. We have begun 2 years ago, so we will see what we have, and we will be able to use this know-how for the rest of the AFRELO members. Do you want to take the floor? Do you want to ask a question? If not, we move to the next item about the CROP. All the AFRELO members can participate to the CROP, and I invite you to check on the web page to know what are the conditions to be able to participate. Now we are going to move to the next item. That is an item very important for AFRELO. This is the item's review of the AFRELO operating principles. Tijani is the chair of this working group. A lot of people are represented in this working group. It is a very important working group because of the members of AFRELO who are participating to this group. I'm very happy about that. There are 40 or 50 emails circulating during a week about the discussion on this review. So Tijani, you have the floor. Please tell us where you are. Fatimata is asking for the floor. Tijani, can I give her the floor first? Yes? Okay, Fatimata, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. Fatimata speaking.
Sorry.
I wasn't able to speak before. I want to tell you that about the CROP, there is something very important, and I want to tell you that about the AFRENIC meeting. Tijani is going to go there, and we want to do some outreach during that meeting for the NOMCOM. So this is what I wanted to add about the CROP, and I want to ask all the AFRELO members to see the opportunities they have to do some outreach too. We will do outreach, and please try to identify those events in which you can do some outreach too. There is something, an event in Dakar in which I'm going to try to participate. Thank you. Thank you, Fatima Tazi speaking. So now we are going to give the floor to Tijani. Tijani, please tell us where you are in the working group about review of the AFROL operating principles. Thank you, Aziz. My working group is working on a regular basis. We have a meeting every 2 weeks, and we are discussing an item in each meeting, and our members can think about this item during the 2 weeks. And afterward, we try to take a decision and compile something. We have analyzed 2 items. First, an item on which we need to take a decision. This is the individual membership. And the second one is the weighted vote, that is, for which we have received a contribution. And I think I'm going to be able to present something before Friday about that. I can tell you that this working group is a very active working group. People are very interested, and even they work with passion. I think we will be able to review all the operating principles. There are a lot. We have a lot of work. So we have to work on a regular basis, and we don't need to lose our time. We need results, and the discussion needs to give us some good results. Thank you. I'm finished. Aziz, I'm finished. Natalie, maybe we have lost Aziz. Natalie, can you hear me? It seems we have... Oh, okay, Aziz is here. Aziz was mute. Aziz was muted. Okay, I was saying very nice things about the group. And the group that review the operating principles. Thank you very much. This is very important for AFROLAW. This will be the basis of the future of AFROLAW. AFROLAW, there are a lot of proposals, a lot of ideas. I think it will give us a lot of good results, I'm sure. There are some ideas on which I'm not really agreeing. That is, for example, the way it vote, but I prefer to wait for you to finish with the individual membership, and then we will see the next item, that is to say the way it votes. If there are no other comments, we are arriving to the last item. I'm going to ask our interpreter to give us some 15 minutes more. Okay. So the next item is the new ALS application. So Barak, please, can you speak about that? Or do you want me to speak about that? Barak, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. I think I will speak. I'm just going to emphasize on what has been put on the screen as items of information. Basically, we have new ALS, as you can see, we have new ALS applications from ISO Gambia, and as you can see, the application has been suspended, and I think it's an internal issue. Waiting for ISO Gambia to sort out some in-house issues. So this is based on comments or instructions from ISO. We also received one from the Cameroon League for Development. I think the due diligence, I'm not quite sure whether the due diligence has been received at this point in time, but advice is expected on it. For Digital Sense Africa Media, we can see Remy and Kim participating from Digital Sense. Of course, regional advice as well is still expected. We have seen some comments coming from the community on the same. The others are ISOC South Africa, Southern Chapter, and ISOC Rwanda Chapter. For the ISOC Rwanda Chapter, the staff are waiting for additional information. For the ISOC Southern Chapter, the regional advice is expected. I think at this point, I'll just encourage all the members and all the electors that when this is posted, if you know anything about this organization, kindly bring the information forward so that we can be able to make an objective decision. And again, I wish to stress that during the ELAC meeting...
I'm sorry, Barake, Aziz is asking me to interrupt you. Aziz wants to take the floor.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you, Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Barak. I just wanted to complete what you said because we need to take a decision about... I will tell you those for which we don't have any problem and on which we need to take a decision today. This is Digital Sense Africa Media from Nigeria. We have received the due diligence. Everything is okay. And ISOC South Africa Gauteng Chapter from South Africa too. Here we also received, we have received their due diligence. Due diligence. Natalie, please, can you send me a message or take the floor about the ISOC South African Gauteng Chapter if there is something else? About the other one, ISOC Gambia, we are waiting for the advice of ISOC because they asked, they told us that elections will take place and in 2015, and they advised us to wait for these elections before to take a decision about Gambia, ISOC Gambia, and about the Cameroon League for Development. We have asked Natalie and myself, we asked the responsible for some clarification about the board, and we are still waiting for their answer. So among the action items, I'm asking Sylvia to add that please the staff has to ask again these ALSs so they answer our questions about ISOC Rwanda. We have sent the due diligence. They are changing their statute. They were an NGO, and so they are changing this. So we need to wait, maybe. The first question I wanted to ask is, do you think that AfraLaw can give the ILAC his advice to accept those two ALS, that is to say Digital Sense Africa Media Nigeria and ISOC South Africa Gauteng Chapter from South Africa? What do you think about that? Can we advise ALAC to accept those two ALSs? You have the floor.
This is Mwendwa from Nairobi. I've been following up on the issues of ISOC South Africa Gauteng Chapter. I saw they have created their own policies and they have regular meetings, and the regional advice should be to accept them to join the AfraLaw.
the interpreter. Can you please repeat your name? I didn't hear your name. Can you please repeat it?
This is Mwendwa, a Kivuva from ISOC Kenya, the Kenyan ALS. I was saying that we have no problems with the Guatemi chapter. We have been following up on how they have been doing the operation, and they should be accepted into AFRALO. Thank you.
Aziz is speaking. Please, can you clarify, are you speaking about ISOC South Africa Gauteng chapter? I said that we need to take a decision today. So you agree, if we understand well. Everybody is agreeing that we accept the Digital Sense Africa Media from Nigeria and the ISOC South Africa Gauteng chapter. Aziz, you have the okay from Fatimata Tijani. Aziz, so Emmanuel also confirmed that they are okay. So Tijani, Sean, Fatimata, okay. So action item, please, to send the AFRALO agreement for those two ALSs. And for the rest of the ALS, the staff will continue to communicate with the staff so as they answer the questions of AFRALO. We are going to move to the next item, that is recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. If you agree with me, we already spoke about that. Maybe Tijani or Alan Greenberg have something to add to that item. Tijani, you have the floor. Okay, thank you. No, Tijani, speak. I have nothing to add. It was very well explained. Well, I like to say, I forget. Okay, nothing else. Okay, as he's speaking. Thank you very much, Tijani. Etienne, you have the floor. Then Sean, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. Etienne speaking. In the case of CROP, the next meeting, which will take place for the Internet Governance Forum, there was a problem. So we won't be able to be there. It was what I wanted to tell you as he's speaking. Thank you, Etienne. Yes, I know that we can't explain why. I know that problem. I've been following that problem. For the next time, I've been asking for the rule. There is a form that you have to fill, and you have to fulfill some rules. So if you are interested by the CROP project, please go to the website, read, so you can respect then afterward all the rules that you have to comply to be conformed to the conditions and to be able to apply to the CROP program. Sean, you have the floor.
Yeah, this is Sean. Hello. Yeah, this is Sean for the transcript record. So I wanted to clarify about the vote we just did now. So we just voted for the two. We just gave our support for two of the new applications. What happens to the remaining three? Are we making any call for those three also, or is it being postponed to next time? Thank you.
Yes, as he's speaking. Thank you, Sean. I take the floor. About the other ALS as Isaac Gambia, the staff is waiting for the answer from Isaac Gambia because they are organizing their elections that will take place at the beginning of the next year. So Isaac advised us to wait for these elections, and they told us that afterward they will give us their opinion about the Isaac Gambia activities. About Cameroon League for Development, we have seen some things that were really not really clear between the application they have presented to be an ALS, and we have asked the leader from this ALS some questions, and we are still waiting for the answers. About Isaac Rwanda, the due diligence is finished, and there about the information I have received, they are changing their statutes, and we are waiting for their statute to be, their new statute to be taken to present this, the ALS application to AFRALO. I hope it was clear, Sean, and you have understood the situation, the current situation. Okay, it is okay? Sean, it's okay? You have heard? Aziz is asking, Sean, Aziz is asking if he has answered all the questions.
It's fine. It's great.
Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. It was about Isaac Rwanda. I think it's a very good ALS, and I think we need to accept it. Whatever the statute they are going to have, the main thing here is that we know those persons, they are serious, they work well, and have been a lot of support to this Isaac Rwanda. So I think we have to accept them. Thank you, Tijani, for this information as he's speaking. Yes, Mohamed, Barak, Sean, etc. are supporting them. Nathalie, Sylvia, and the staff, please, according to the rules, can we accept Isaac Rwanda? Can we give our opinion just now on Isaac Rwanda? And can we accept them just now? Nathalie, you have the floor. Yes, okay, Aziz, this is Nathalie. I think that theoretically we can accept them, but I need to receive the new constitution. And now the due diligence, I have the due diligence with the old constitution. I need the due diligence with the new information about their new statute. So I'd prefer to wait for this information so as if there are some changes, we can ask them to modify. And if it's okay, no problem. AFRALO will confirm their positive opinion, and we will accept them afterwards. So what do you think about that, as he's speaking? Thank you very much, Nathalie, for this precision. If everybody is agreeing with the possibility to accept Rwanda, I propose you to give Barack and myself the possibility to accept, to send the agreement of our RELO as soon as we receive the new statute from Isaac Rwanda. What do you think about that? Are you okay with that decision? It's okay for me, says Tijani. Okay, if there are no opposals to that decision, okay, Sean, Tijani are agreeing. Okay, now I repeat, for Isaac Rwanda, as soon as we receive the new statute, as soon as the leader, Barack Aziz, Barack and myself, as soon as we receive the new statute from Isaac Rwanda, we will send a positive opinion from AFRALO to AILAC. Now, the last item, are there any recent and upcoming activities of AFRALO members? Do you want to speak about your ALS activities at the local level? If no one wants to take the floor, I'm going to ask again the AFRALO members to please try through Sylvia and the AFRALO staff to please participate through the wiki page and send the ALS, their ALS activities to the wiki page. Please add your activities to this wiki page. The name of this wiki page is, well, I forgot the name. It's a special wiki page for the activities of the AFRALO members. So now I'm going to finish. I'm going to give the floor to Yaovi. Okay, Yaovi speaking. Thank you very much. I know that we don't have time, so I just want to thank you all for the work you made. And there will be a webinar on Monday, 10th of November. The information is on the ICANN site. It's an open webinar. And the second item is about the SAC, the document number 6768, and I want you to share this document with the local community so everybody can understand this subject and can contribute. Thank you very much. We are going to work on this topic. Thank you very much. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Yaovi. I think we have still an item. Any other business? I think we have finished. It was a very good meeting, very fruitful meeting. Thank you, everybody, for your help. Thank you to the staff, Heidi, Sylvia, Natalie. Thank you to the interpreter. And I hope you will have a good evening. Thank you, Aziz. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone, Barack and Sean and interpreters. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.